Good stuff in the mailbag. You guys never let me down. I feel better. I don't know about you guys, but I feel better. I don't get it. I just, you know, I get cranky, you know? I get a little cranky. We're halfway home here on a Thursday. Danny Woodhead in about a half hour. Again, according to my sources. Oh, I got sources now. Don't you question my sources. According to my sources, I'm hearing Isaiah Roby in the 30s. So early second round. It's not a question of if he's going to get picked. It's when. And it sounds like he's going to be an early second round guy, which is really, really exciting. We'll break the streak of Nebraska not having a player drafted since 1999. I mean, is that not mind-blowing? 2 decades, no players drafted. None. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So I was thinking about this, and I've talked about it a little bit, but I was thinking about it more. It's funny. So this is that time of year where Phil Steele's magazine hit the shelves, I think, in 5 days, but it's already gotten shipped out to various media outlets. Athlon is already on newsstands, and almost every publication pegs Nebraska as the West Division champ. So the outside expectations are West Division champs. But I would say locally, amongst Nebraska fans, I'm not sure if that's how they see it. I think if I went to the Omaha Baseball Village and asked a bunch of Nebraska fans, West, you picking them to win the West? They'd be like, I don't know. And that's not to say Nebraska fans aren't feeling good or don't believe in Frost or whatever. Obviously, they're feeling good and they believe in Frost. But I don't think it's West Division champs or bust kind of a mantra that permeates throughout the fan base for 2019. So it's weird. While the outside expectations set a scenario where if Nebraska doesn't win the West, they'll say, well, Nebraska fell short of expectations, right? I don't think that's the vibe amongst Nebraska fans. Now, like I always say, the big variable is how it looks, always. But it's always interesting to pit the national or outside vibe versus the local vibe among how they feel about Nebraska. Because for the longest time, the roles have kind of been flipped, where locally the expectations were higher than the national perception. Locally, people say, oh, this team's going to win 10 games, this team's going to do that. But nationally, it's like, oh, I think this is a 6-7 win team. But not this year. And so it's interesting that it's kind of flipped. Again, I've said, I think you can take a peek at Nebraska and simply say, all right, best quarterback in the division, very manageable schedule. They got Scott Frost. That's my pick. That's my pick. But a lot of people around here that are, you know, immersed in it 24/7, 365, like I am, like you are, a lot of people around here know about the depth issues, the legal issues with Maurice Washington, the lack of proven playmakers on the perimeter. The defense is certainly far from a finished product. Like, we all are in that, right? And that's going to hinder things a little bit. So I was like, why? Why on earth would a team that went 4-8 lost their top two playmakers offensively in terms of, you know, their running back and their wide receiver. Why is that team picked to finish first in the West? What is it? And you know what it is? It's a window into how people feel about Scott Frost. That's the only I really think it is. It's the price of having an elite coach. I think in some ways pegging Nebraska as the West Division favorite in multiple outlets is a window into the level of respect people have nationally for Scott Frost. Listen, I think if Mike Riley were here, Phil Steele and Athlon, they ain't picking Nebraska. They're not picking Nebraska. But when you got Frost, he's so widely respected that people raise the bar. And this happens in all different areas of life. It's like certain actors in Hollywood. When Tom Hanks is starring in a movie and you go to sit down and watch that movie, you kind of naturally raise the bar, right? Well, this is Hanks. Okay. But if Vin Diesel is starring in a movie, you're like, I'm going to set the bar accordingly. If a track features Jay-Z and is produced by Pharrell or Timberland, I raise the bar. I'm like, okay, it's got Hov on it. It's got Pharrell, Timbo, okay. But if a track has a feature from Post Malone and is produced by me, so I'm going to set the bar a little lower. So we do, what a point is, we do this in other industries and other things that we consume all the time. We do. Based on the respect for who's involved, we'll raise or lower the bar even without knowing anything. Like for me, it's like, if I know Tom Hanks is starring in a movie, I don't care about the script. I don't care about the director. I don't care. Like, I mean, like, I have a certain level of a standard for that show. And for some people, I think if they know, hey, Scott Frost is a coach, year two, I don't care about any shortcomings in the offensive line, any major losses at the running back wide receiver. I don't care about that. I don't care. Scott Frost is a coach. Boom. Boom. So we do this. We raise or lower the bar based on respect or the reputation for what's in front of you. Again, I always say, if I put a Ruth Chris steak in front of you, you set the bar accordingly. You're like, you grab that fork and knife, you're like, okay, here we go. But if I set an Applebee's steak in front of you, you're like, okay, well, here we go. So I really think, because I've really been fascinated by this. I really think the whole Nebraska getting love to win the West, it's kind of actually less about the roster and the actual team and more a vote of confidence for Frost. I really think it is. Because let's be honest. And listen, you guys know, I mean, right now I watched one pump-up video on the Scott Frost's Twitter account and I'm like ready to take Nebraska undefeated. So listen, you know I'm all in on this guy. But let's be honest. Besides Martinez, what's so dang attractive on paper about Nebraska? I mean, seriously, there isn't a ton. Replacing a lot on the offensive line. Don't know who's going to start at center. That unit, while it improved, is still not great. The running back room is very much in flux. Ozigbo out. Washington status is still up in the air. They're going to be relying heavily on newcomers. I mean, wide receiver, Stanley Morgan out. JD's back. Been injury prone. Wandell has the hype. Outside of that, a lot of unproven dudes there. Then on the defensive side of the ball, it's largely the same cast of characters that yielded just okay results last year. It's largely the same roster on that side of the ball. I guess my point is, the roster doesn't scream consensus West Division favorite. But Frost and his track record and the respect people have does. And when you combine that with a great elite quarterback like Martinez, you got yourself the offseason darling of the West. So I think that's it. I really do. And in trying to dissect and analyze why is Nebraska the consensus? I'm not saying they can't win the West. I wouldn't be stunned to see them go to Indianapolis and represent the West. I wouldn't. But again, there's a difference between that and being a team that's a consensus favorite. So I think a vote for Nebraska to win the West is really a vote for Frost. And so if you ever wanted to get a sense of just how much people respected Scott Frost. Well, you want to know how much? Nebraska went 4-8. They lost their top two offensive weapons and are picked to win the West by almost everyone. By almost everyone. I mean, dang. That is some major respect for Scott Frost. So that's it to me. I really think there are a lot of people that are just saying, you know what, at this point, I got so much, I think it's a vote for Frost. I think it's a vote for Frost and a vote for Martinez. Because the other thing is, too, is like, that it's almost this perfect storm of like, you have the track record of Frost, you have this star quarterback in Martinez, and then it's a year in which Iowa, isn't necessarily overwhelming on paper, Wisconsin had their first kind of shaky year in a while, and they're not necessarily overwhelming on paper. Northwestern is just okay on paper. They lose Clayton Thorsett. Like, I guess what my point is like, it amongst a bunch of teams that aren't necessarily wildly attractive on paper, you have a situation where you got Scott Frost and you got the best quarterback, and you're like, all right, I think that's it. Andy tweets at me and says, 100% agree about perception of Frost from the outside. Also, the way the team finished last year shows proof the turnaround is beginning. I agree. I also think, like, what's funny, and that's what's timing and sequence of events really matter. If Nebraska starts 4-2 but finishes 0-6, I don't think people are picking Nebraska to win the West. Or I shouldn't say, I wouldn't say it would be as widely consensus as it is. But it happened 0-6, finished 4-2. And so people, like Andy said, people feel like, okay, here it is. This is the classic Scott Frost trending in the right direction. He's getting it going. And so it kind of fits their mindset. It fits their mindset. But that when you think about the rest of the West, there isn't necessarily an overwhelming team that's the favorite on paper. That's how I see it. All right, 402-951-1620. 15 minutes away from Danny Woodhead. Can email the Equitable Bank Zone inbox, nick@1620thezone.com. We take banking personally, equitableonline.com. Hit me on Twitter @NickBaugh. Game time.